and make it the area protected so it would grow back to what it could be instead of what it is now, and instead of an eyesore.
Yeah, sort of controlling development or being more thoughtful about how we do things.
I think one of the biggest ways, like the things that I would change, is how we get our food. And what I mean by that is like we all go to the grocery store and buy products that are shipped from halfway across the world, you know, probably by fossil fuels. But if everybody grew their own food and relied on their neighbor for like, you know, oh, if I need some tomatoes, go to two houses down, go one house up the street if I want a cucumber. Like if everybody grew, like kind of, it not only would it stop a lot of that shipping from halfway across the globe just for like an apple, it also build that sense of community where people realize that they can rely on their neighbor for things that they need and not just have to go to the grocery store, hop in their car, and buy something that was shipped from another country.
That's a excellent thought. Anybody else? Ideas for change?
So like a lot of the cities in the world are kind of overgrown or over covered, like have a bunch of cars and like it's not a walkable city, or it's not like people can't get around easily without vehicles. And I think that like if like planting more, like making it more of a people city instead of like a vehicle city, and making it more green and having just like trees everywhere in the city would be like awesome.
That's a really good idea too. And thinking about mass transit, no offense to the Port Authority, which has a lot of issues, but I can usually use mass transit more easily in other cities and other countries than I can in my own hometown. And it would be nice to be able to have that kind of flexibility here.
I agree with you. I've actually never taken a bus inside of Pittsburgh because I heard how bad they were. But when I went to Europe, it was a lot easier to do that. And even in Spanish, it was so much easier to read and understand.
Now, anybody wanted to say, it's the buses are fine. It's just hard to learn how to use the system. Sometimes it's the toughest, but that's part of bad, right? You want to feel like it's intuitive and that you can do it. It's not always intuitive.
One of my biggest interests, I guess, in terms of sustainability is how people get around. And we recently, for the GATE program that Sam was talking about, we went to FIPS and we were talking to a lot of people with careers in sustainability who earn their PhDs in like environmental architecture and things like that. And we were talking, his name was James, and he was a landscape architect. And he was telling us about how he was talking about the urban heat effect and how because of cars and just how much asphalt our cities are covered in, that cities are getting a lot hotter really fast. And I guess if there was just more general like interest in public transit like there was in like Europe and other parts of the world, it can be relieved a lot easier. And that's the main things I wanted in terms of like a career.
These are all great answers. Our time has really moved along so quickly. Does anybody else have anything to say? I want to be sure we give the social media handles again, but anything else anybody wants to add?
I just want everyone to know that it's not that hard to be a sustainable person. It is definitely different from what you live now, most likely, and if you think you're sustainable, then that's good, but I'm sure there's always more you can do. So, you know, just go out and try.
I would love to have you guys come back and record a podcast together or do some other work in our Youth Media Center. Any other final thoughts?
Also, we have a lot more upcoming events, so you can follow along again with our handles, the Instagram SAHS Sustainability and Shaler Area Sustainability Club. Our future projects entail a rain garden for a park near us, and we have an art show coming up.
Excellent. And the Love the Earth book is still available, too. Also, we have to say hi to Luca. Is Luca out there?
He's out there in the brown
Luca
hoodie.
Belongs to Kaisa. Hi, Luca. Just wanted to say hello. We can get you to say hi on the radio in the next hour if you want to. And Sam's parents are out there somewhere. Anybody else we should mention?
My daughter, Aletta, is out there, too.
Oh, wonderful. How old's your daughter?
She's 9, but she'll be 10 next week.
How nice. Thanks. Oh,
I just wanted to make sure. It's Shaler_Area_Sustainability_Club.
Ah, excellent. Thanks to all of you for being here, and I truly hope we'll get to see you again to do some more things. Broadcasting live, as if there were any other way, from historic Allegheny Square, along with all sorts of folks. Ricky is here, and Joseph, and Katie, Alexa, Ty, and hopefully you. It's an open house. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
I like the coffee, I like the tea, I like the job, and the job, it likes me. Coffee and tea, and the job and me. Cup, 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 I will bring you your good morning coffee, could you smile, smile, smile. If not now, well then have a sip or two. And maybe yeah, while you can smile, but leave down with the body, the boat, 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 I love you, I love you in the good morning and in the night. And every day I work with you. Wherever we are, I know we're gonna be all right. It's all right. But little love with the body, 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 little love with the body. It's one of those gray, misty, chilly mornings. Hard to tell the sun is even up, but it is. Morning is here. Morning is broken, like the first morning. It's time to wake up and face another day in our troubled and confusing world. I know that's hard for you, my love. I know you have a hard time waking up in the morning. I myself, I wake up like a small boy every day, cheerful, happy, smiling, singing. And then by noon, I feel fairly mature. By evening, I'm in deep despair. I wake up the next day, I'm okay again. I know it's kind of the opposite for you, my love, which is probably why we get along as well as we do, especially along about early afternoon. But you know what I did this morning, baby? Even though it's cold out, I ran into the kitchen. I made you some coffee. Even though I'm kind of an Earl Grey type of guy myself. I like that tea. Coffee seems a little bitter to me, but you love coffee, and that's what love is all about, learning to love what your lover loves, getting as close as you can anyway. And in spite of the way this song sounds, my love, I didn't make it in a percolator. You know I wouldn't do that to you. I know you're a coffee aficionado. You people don't even want to hear about percolators, no. I use the number 6 milliliter filter in the pour-through cone. I use those good dark French roast beans. I ground them up in a little grinder thing. I timed it when I was grinding them, just for you, my love. It's some good stuff. I got my finger down in there by that blade. Watch out, it's sharp. I got every fleck of that black gold out. I got it all into the cone. Put in a little half and half, because I know you like that. It's some good stuff. If you could just sit up now and just try and open your left eye. Just work on your left eye. It's all downhill from there. Get your olfactory passages open. Get a whiff of this stuff. Everything's going to be all right, baby. Really, it is. The sun is up. It's going to be a beautiful day. Here's your coffee. It may still be too hot. It is freshly brewed. And I'll just pour myself a cup and then I'm gonna crawl in with you. Move over, baby. Body and deed and bottle 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 and deed and
Bobby's ready.
Greg Brown here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And it's our open house day, Rad Days, today. And we hope you'll come by to see our new Youth Media Center. There's quite a few people out there right now, and they're not all members of the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts. They're going to be joining us in just a moment, giving you a chance to hear some selections from Iolanthe, The Pier and the Perry, which opens up in 6 days. What a busy time for the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts. You can watch our broadcast until noon, and then after 12 noon, we'll still be here until 2 o'clock. You can tour our Youth Media Center and our studios, and we'll have a bit more time to chat, too, once we're off the air. We're so glad you're able to be part of things today. We will have our segment with the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts coming up shortly here at SLB.
The Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. Using the power of hockey, the foundation strives to be the champions of all youth in our community, on and off the ice, through programs, investments, and partnerships that support the growth of youth hockey, wellness, and education initiatives. Together, we are creating a strong community and a secure future for children and families. More information is available at PittsburghPenguinsFoundation.org.
Just to paint a picture for you, we have about 10 members of the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts just outside of the glass of our air studio, and I'll be joining them in a moment. Lynette Garland, who is the producer of the show, will be with me to walk you and me through the plot as we do these selections together. You can almost hear them warming up if you listen carefully. See if you can hear them. So we'll have them ready to go in just a few moments. And we hope to see you here. No reservation required. Just come on in. And you can be part of the program today during our Rad Days open house. We're co-located in Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Easy to get to. And we hope you'll come by and say hello. It'll be our pleasure to have you with us. We are just about ready to get going with the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts. We're just moments away. Again, a reminder, for Radical Days, we are here and open until 2 o'clock today. We're open other days, too, but today is a great day to come by. You can tour our Youth Media Center. You can see our studios. We can get a chance to meet one-on-one, which will be nice. Members of our staff are here, and we're looking forward to it. We are not the only RAD organization represented here today. The Children's Museum itself is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, as it's no accident, the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts are also supported by RAD. You've got a RAD event coming up, I think, or has it already happened?
We do, Larry. No, it's happening on this coming Monday.
I thought so.
Yeah, at the Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall in Carnegie. It's our tech rehearsal for Iolanthe.
And the show is here this morning. We're going to have some selections from it. And I think our, yes, I'm looking, we have our group set up and ready to go. Lynette, it's always a pleasure to have the Savoy Arts here with us. What do we need to know about the show, and what do we need to know before we hear our first number and head out to join them?
Well, this is a, Iolanthe is a show about fairyland. So the backstory is that 25 years ago, the Lord Chancellor married a lass named Iolanthe, but he did not know that she was a fairy. Now, it's against fairy law to marry a mortal, but the fairy queen, and we go, ooh, fairy queen, found out, and instead of putting her to death as required by fairy law, she banished Iolanthe with a provision that she could never speak to her husband again. Now, the Lord Chancellor had no idea what happened to his bride. She just disappeared. Now, the show opens 25 years later with the fairies dancing in the forest.
Y'all can clap if you want. They did a great job as we opened. And now let me turn again to Lynette, who's going to walk us through these various scenes. We'll also meet everybody singing at some point. But what happens next?
Okay, so at the begging request of the fairies, the fairy queen, ooh, can you go ooh out there? Ooh, thank you. Summons Iolanthe, and Iolanthe reveals that she has a half-fairy, half-mortal son, Strephon, who is in love with Phyllis, a girl that he can't have. However, Strephon and Phyllis have pledged their love to each other, and Iolanthe has agreed to help. Beautiful harmony in that number. Let's meet the two of you. Hello.
Hi. I'm Alex Axe, and I'll be one of the Phyllises.
And my name is Ben Nadler, and I'll be playing one of the Strephons.
You two sound beautiful together. Is another Phyllis here? Everybody pointed at you right away. What's your name?
My name is Katie Manukyan.
And it's nice to meet you. And then let's see, we need a part there. It's you. Hi.
Hello. I'm Andrew Morris. Thank you so much for having us today.
It's wonderful to have you, and we'll get to meet five more folks in a minute. Lynette, what is about to happen?
Well, the Peers of Parliament. Now, Parliament is like Congress in the U.S., but Parliament in Britain.
Do we have a sound effect for Parliament?
Well, we're not going to mention that here. Right, yeah. And they are begging the Lord Chancellor to marry Phyllis to one of them. Yes. Thanks. Thanks. So you can see that Phyllis is this very popular girl. And she is a ward of the Lord Chancellor, meaning that the Lord Chancellor must approve her marriage. But of course, he's half in love with her himself.
The Lord is the true embodiment of everything that's excellent. It has no kind of fault or flaw, and I, my lords, embody the law. The constitutional guardian I, a pretty young wards in chancery, all very agreeable girls, and none are over the age of 21. A pleasant occupation for a rather susceptible chancellor. Everyone who'd marry a ward must come to me for my accord. And in my court I sit all day, giving agreeable girls away. With one for him, and one for he, and one for you, and one for ye. And one for thou, and one for thee. But never, oh never, a one for me, which is exasperating for a highly susceptible chancellor.
Which is exasperating for a highly susceptible chancellor.
Once again, the Pittsburgh Savoyards. We'll let you know the show dates and times in a minute. Let's meet the person who just sung that song. Hello.
Hi there. My name is Logan Newman, and I play the Lord Chancellor.
And I don't see a double for you, am I right?
That's correct. It's just me. So you're going to want to come twice, though, because though you'll see me twice, you'll get to see both of the fantastically unique casts that we have.
Excellent. And let's meet everybody who we haven't met yet, and we'll go to you and then you.
I'll go. Hi, I'm Sean Lenhart. I'm playing Lord Mount Ararat, and just excited to be here.
Hello, and my name is Paul Yater. I'm playing Lord Talaller alongside Sean and Logan, making up a little high group of the lords who are coming from Parliament.
Excellent. And then we have two more cast members here today.
Hello, I'm Savannah Simeon. I am one of the Iolanthes. The other Iolanthe is actually Ben's sister. And me and Sarah are very excited to be playing the title role of Iolanthe with this incredible cast.
I have a note about, says something about Alan Mary Kay here.
That's my parents who have supported me since day one, so I'm very happy that they're here.
Oh, they're here. They're them. Okay. I figured that out somehow. I don't know how, but I did. Hello.
Hello. I am Sally Denmead. You just heard me pinch hitting as Layla, but I will be playing one of the fairy queens.
Oh, the fairy queens. Nice to have you all here. And the show is going to be at the Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall in Carnegie. And it opens up on Friday the 13th, then the 14th and 15th of October. And then again for the next weekend, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, evening performances Friday and Saturday, matinees on Sunday. What's the best way to find tickets?
You can find tickets online on our go to our website at pittsburghsavoyards.org, and you can buy tickets that way. You can also buy tickets at the door. We don't have to have them in advance, but They are all reserved seating, so you know if you want to pick your seats online, that's great. Otherwise, just show up.
It's a good chance to see a terrific professional company and to support them. And you just heard the voice of Lynette Garland, who has been here with the Savoyards forever, for a long, long time. You're always looking for more people to get involved, right? Whether it be in a production or helping backstage. I know there's a move-in this morning for the show and lots of other activities. what's the best way if somebody is listening and wants to get involved with the Savoy Arts?
If you go to our website, I hope you have internet access, you can go to where we have our volunteer coordinator, and you can see all the list of stuff, and you can send us an email and say, hey, I want to help come and paint sets, or I want to come and play in the orchestra, because we do have a full orchestra, or whatever. We have all kinds of things that you can help us out with, and we love to see you.
And while we have a minute, we'll acknowledge Matt Brown, our pianist for today. The unsung hero. I won't let you be unspoken, however. Is there a particular number in this show that you enjoy more than others? That's a hard... It's like asking you to pick a child you love the most, but any that sort of tickle you?
I don't know. I can't think of one off the top of my head. I mean, this whole score is one of my favorites of the whole canon, so...
Yeah, I love following along to this. And following along is a lot easier when we have Lynette sort of guiding us gently through Aya Lanthe. And what is the next, where are we going?
Okay, so Phyllis decides that she isn't going to marry any of the peers, but also Lord Talalar and Lord Montserrat want her hand in marriage, but so does the Lord Chancellor. But they don't understand why she wouldn't want to marry them.
Spurn not the nobly born with love affected, nor treat with virtuous scorn the well-connected. High rank involves no shame. We boast an equal claim with him of humble name to be respected. Virtuous love is sought, thy power is not, though dating from the flood, blue blood.
When virtuous love is sought, thy power is not, though dating from the flood, blue blood.
Beautiful solo there by Paul. And we continue.
So Strephon has asked the Lord Chancellor again, can he marry Phyllis? But he refuses. And then Strephon is talking to his mother, Iolanthe, and Phyllis sees Iolanthe consoling Strephon, but not knowing that she is an ageless fairy. She doesn't believe him because, you know, I mean, she looks too young to be his mother, right? And so she says, I will not marry you. Now, Strephon is really distraught and calls upon the fairy queen to help him. When the fairy queen is insulted by the peers, she makes Strephon the head of parliament with the power to pass any law.
Kettle of fish. Strephon's a member of parliament, carries every bill he chooses.
You're listening to a special preview of Iolanthe, and you're also listening to the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings, and it's such a pleasure to have the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts with us. The production opens on Friday the 13th. I should stop saying that, shouldn't I? But no, October 13th. I meant the Friday the 13th part. October 13th and runs through the 15th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then again October 20th through the 22nd the following week at the Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall in Carnegie. And is this your first production in a while at that venue? I'm trying to think. I think it is, right?
It is, because they were supposed to be closed for a renovation, but then they weren't. But we had already taken our shows out to the Masonic Theater up in the North Hills for the last couple, but now we're back in Carnegie for this one.
Well, so it'll be nice to see them there, and I'm sure tickets, while many have already been sold, they're still available. So if you go to the website, you can reserve seats. Now, Lynette, and by the way, I wish I could take you to every musical and play I went to. Wouldn't it be nice to have this descriptive sort of somebody that helps you stay grounded? Actually, I'd like to take you through all my days, you know, so you could say, now you're going to meet with so-and-so about this.
Rented out for these kinds of things.
I could have used you at an event I was at the other night to say, like, you're meeting Mary Smith. You met her in high school, and this is why, you know, you'd be good at that.
I would be good at that.
We'll talk.
We'll talk.
So what are we about to have happen?
All right, so, you know, Streffan's in Parliament, and because he's half fairy, no matter what law... Well, no, that's the fairy queen.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. No matter what kind of laws people, you know, the peers want to pass, they can't, everything goes Streffan's way. So, and the peers now are really regretting having Streffan in Parliament, and now they're wishing things were the way they used to be.
When Britain really ruled the waves in good Queen Bess's time, the House of Peers made no pretense to intellectual eminence or scholarship sublime. Yet Britain won her proudest bays in good Queen Bess's glorious days. Yet Britain won her proudest bays in good Queen Bess's glorious days.
Yes, Britain won her proudest bays in good Queen Bess's glorious days.
And some themes stay everlasting, such as the regret of voting for somebody, perhaps, as we look back. You can interpret that in all sorts of ways. That wasn't meant to be partisan in any way, but it's kind of neat to know that theme was there a long time ago, too.
Yeah, this is such a fun show. I want to mention that there's some really, our director, Michael McFadden, has done some really amazing things. And the cast, you're hearing 9 members of them today, but there's 45 of them in the show, so it's a really big cast. There's also a trampoline in the show and some can-can, which we're not going to do here today. But what's happening is the Lord Chancellor is terribly tormented, and he's having nightmares about the whole situation, and Logan has agreed to sing the nightmare song.
Love unrequited,
robs me of my rest. Love, hopeless love, my ardent soul encumbers. Love, nightmare-like, lies heavy on my chest and weaves itself into my midnight slumbers. When you're lying awake with a dismal headache and repose is tempered by anxiety, I conceive you may use any language you choose to indulge in without impropriety. For your brain is on fire, the bedclothes conspire of usual slumber to plunder you. First your counterpane goes and uncovers your toes, then your sheet slips demurely from under you. Then the blanketing tickles, you feel like mixed pickles, so terribly sharp is the pricking. And you're hot and you're cross and you tumble and toss till there's nothing twixt you and the ticking. Then the bedclothes all creep to the ground in a heap and you pick them all up in a tangle. Next your pillow resigns and politely declines to remain at its usual angle. Well, you get some repose in the form of a doze with hot eyeballs and head ever aching. But your slumbering teems with such horrible dreams that you very much better be waking. For you dream you are crossing the channel and tossing about in a steamer from Harwich, which is something between a large bathing machine and a very small second-class carriage. And you're giving a treat, penny ice and cold meat, to a party of friends and relations. They're a ravenous horde and they've all come on board at Sloane Square and South Kensington stations. And bound on that journey you find your attorney who started that morning from Devon. He's a bit undersized and you don't feel surprised when he tells you I'm only 11. Well, you're driving like mad with that singular lad. By the by, the ship's now a four-wheeler. And you're playing round games and he calls you bad names when you tell him the ties pay the dealer. But this you can't stand, so you throw up your hands and you find you're as cold as an icicle. In your shirt and your socks, the black silk coat clots crossing Salisbury Plain on a bicycle. And he and the crew were on bicycles too, which they've somehow or other invested in. And he's telling the tars of the particulars of a company he's interested in. It's a scheme of devices to get at their prices, all good from cough mixes to cables, which tickle the sailors by treating retailers as though they were all vegetables. You get a good spatheman to plant a small tradesman, first take off his boots with a boot tree, and his legs will take root and his fingers will shoot till they blossom and bud like a fruit tree. From the greengrocer tree you'll get grapes and green pea, cauliflower, pineapple and cranberries. While the pastry cook plancherry brandy will grant apple pops and three corners, ooh, cranberries. The shares are a penny and ever so many are taken by Rothschild and Banning, and just as a few are allotted to you, you awake with a shudder despairing. You're a regular wreck with a crick in your neck, and no wonder you snore, for your head's on the floor, for you've needles and pins from your soul to your shin, and your flesh is a creep, for your left leg to sleep, you've a cramp in your toes and a fly on your nose and some fluff in your lung and a feverish tongue and a thirst that's intense in a general sense, but you haven't been sleeping in clover. But the darkness is past, and it's daylight at last, and the night has been long, ditto, ditto, my song. And thank goodness they're both of them over.
Look at you and bravo.
Wow. I think Logan should do those side effect announcements at the end of pharmaceutical commercials. Or maybe at the end of the car ads where they mention all the terms and conditions and things.
Batteries not included. Each sold separately. Adult assembly required.
I was going to say, or our required legal IDs at the top of the hour. I would love to record him singing those, even maybe. We'll talk. So I've got Lynette as a potential daily guide, and we'll get Logan to do things. It's great. Outsourcing. Who knew? What happens now?
Okay, that was really a mouthful. Thanks, Logan. So now Lord Tallulah and Lord Mount Ararat think Phyllis is not worth their friendship. So they try to convince the Lord Chancellor to go for it with Phyllis.
If you go in, you're sure to win. Yours will be the charming lady, be your law. The ancients saw, faint heart never won fair lady.
Never, never, never faint heart never won fair lady. Every journey has an end, when at the worst affairs will mend. Dark the dark.
hustle your horse and don't say die.
He who shies at such a prize is not worth a man of 80. Be so kind to bear in mind, faint heart never won fair lady.
Never, never, never faint heart never won fair lady. While the sun shines, make your hay. Where a will is, there's a way. Beard the lion in his lair, none but the brave deserve the fair. I'll take heart and make a start, though I fear the prospect shady. Much I'd spend to gain my end. Faint heart never won fair lady.
Never, never, never faint heart never won fair lady.
Nothing venture, nothing win. Blood is thick, but water's thin. In for a penny, in for a pound, it's love that makes the world go round. Nothing venture, nothing win. Blood is thick, but water's thin. In for a penny, in for a pound, it's love that makes the world go round.
You really have an opportunity to see a great show when the full cast is there. This is only about, 25% or so, and an orchestra, costumes, and the full production at Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall. It is Rad Day today. We thank the Allegheny Regional Asset District for supporting the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts and also SLB. We're going to still be open until 2 if you want to come and visit. I think we have one more. So it's our last sort of a snippet of how the first act ends.
Yes, and I do want to say that we also on our opening night have a reception afterwards up in the Lincoln Gallery at the hall, and you can come up and have food and drinks and mingle with the orchestra and the cast. It's really fun. And also that our Rad Day event is on Monday at 7:30, and that is going to be actually our understudy cover show rehearsal that night, and it'll be a lot of fun. It's free. It is a tech rehearsal, but we are assuming we're going to run the whole show without stopping, hopefully.
Well, it's like being kind of a fly on the wall as they figure it out, but I'm sure you'll have it figured out already.
Well, actually, yes. I mean, we do have it figured out already, but we will not have been performing in the space until tomorrow. So it'll be our second chance to run the show in the actual space where it's going to be done. And that, obviously presents issues with lighting and whatever happens. You know, there could be something that if the directors decide, hey, we got to stop and do something with this, then we will. So
that's Monday night, 7:30?
7:30, yes.
Excellent. Here, I'll give you the website again in a moment, but you could also just search for the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts. And I want to thank you all for being here today. And Lynette is going to give us a sense of what's about to happen.
Well, finally, Streffan tells Phyllis the truth about being part fairy. But the question is, will she forgive him either way? And what's up with the relationship between the fairy queen, and the Lord Chancellor? So these burning questions will be answered in the second act finale, but we're not going to sing that for you today because we don't want to give it away. You know, we want you to have some surprise at what happens at the end of this. Don't worry, everything's happy. It's
suspense, motivation, a cliffhanger. Once again, the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts.
Go away, madam, I should say, madam, you display, madam, shocking taste. It is rude, madam, to intrude, madam, with your brood, madam, brazen-faced. You come here, madam, interfere, madam, with a peer, madam, I am one. You're aware, madam, what you dare, madam, so take care, madam, and be gone.
Let us stay, madam, I should say, madam, they display, madam, shocking taste. It is rude, madam, to allude, madam, to your brood, madam, brazen-faced. We don't fear, madam, any peer, madam, though, my dear, madam, this is one. I will launch from fairy portals all the most terrific thunders in my armory of wonders.
Should be launched terrific.
Wow. There you have the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts, and what an amazing number there to close things out. And you'll have to go to the show to learn more about what's going to happen in the final act of the play. What just a terrific production there. And thank you to Joseph Kukla for taking the reins today, to engineer Joseph Kukla doing a great job. And as promised, you can learn more about all of the activities by going to Pittsburgh Savoy Arts, SavoyArts.org. Now, we will be here until noon on the radio, and then we'll also be here between noon and 2 if you would like to come by and tour our studios or our youth media center. Katie Kears is here, also Alexa Bosick and Ty Chorosky. Ricky is here along with me, and we'll look forward to seeing you.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Next week in this hour, Aaron Lefevre will be here. And coming up on the 21st, an acoustic set with a group called Beltane. A nice combination of instruments, bouzouki, mandocello, pipes and whistles, banjo and mandolin, and guitar. That will be coming up on the 21st. A little time for a song here from D.C. Fitzgerald and Bob Beach.
Love was only true in fairy tales, made for someone else, not for me. Life was out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw your face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace of doubt in my mind. In your love, couldn't leave if I tried. I thought love was just a game of give and take. It seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use of trying? All I had was pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Then I saw your face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace of doubt in my mind. In your love, oh yeah, I'm a believer. I couldn't leave you if I tried. If I tried. If I try, if I try.
drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me. Oh, gal, and you cry and moan and say it will work out. But, honey, child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees. And, gal, not that I knock, it is just that I am on the market for a girl who wants to love only me. Yes, and I ain't saying you ain't pretty. All I'm saying is I'm not ready for any person, place or thing to try and pull the reins in on. No sense for this crying and grieving. We'll both live a lot longer if you live without me. Every time you make eyes at me, it's true. Child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees. And gal, don't get me wrong. It's not that I knock, it is just that I am not in the market for a girl who wants to love only me. Yes, and I ain't saying you ain't pretty. Place or thing to try and pull the reins in on me. Love only me. Yes, and I ain't saying you ain't pretty. All I'm saying is I'm not ready for any person, place or thing to try and pull the reins in on me. So goodbye, I will leave, and I see no sense for this crying and grieving. We'll both live a lot longer, even we'll both live a lot longer if you live without me.
The Greenbrier Boys here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And that's from 1966, and T.C. Fitzgerald and Bob Beach before that. And I'm a Believer. Thank you to all of our guests today. Again, thanks to Joseph Cocola for a great mix. We will look for you here again next week. We'll meet you for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Break it down. How long does this song go on for, anyways? Hour and a half of Larry's theme song. That's about all the time we have for Radio 9 this week, folks. Larry's theme song in there. everybody. Sounds really good here. Everybody. Must be the disco mix, the 12-inch remix. All right. Thank you, Jimmy. That was really good. You're tuned to 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 4:30. No, it's 12:02. Dan and the Stone Ponies here on Radio 9, 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio.